This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Officials say the Taliban have seized three more provincial capitals in Afghanistan, putting nine of the nation's 34 in the insurgents' hands amid the U.S. withdrawal from the country. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast and Farah province to the west put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance. While Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the Taliban offensive continues to stretch Afghan security forces, now largely fighting against insurgents on their own. A European Union senior official already has said at least 65% of Afghanistan is held by the insurgents, with the government continuing to lose ground. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Biden administration says Afghan leaders have what they need to stop the Taliban from taking over the country. Speaking at the White House briefing Wednesday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki doubled down on the White House response to the deteriorating situation in Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to make rapid gains in the country.
They have what they need. What they need to determine is if they have the political will to fight back and if they have the ability to unite as leaders to fight back. And that's really where it stands at this point.
Psaki said the White House is closely watching the deteriorating security conditions in parts of the country, but added that no particular outcome, in our view, is inevitable. President Biden has said he wants all U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks on the United States. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app.